Welcome back, everyone. I'm always excited to be with you, and I really, really appreciate your efforts and your willingness to always learn and grow and challenge yourselves. As you know, we all believe the best always want to get better. You don't wait to lose to start thinking about winning again. And in your case, every decision you make and every single thing you do has a multiplied impact over every phone call, every referral, every consult, every hygiene visit, every new patient, every existing patient, and so on and so forth. This is the way it goes, and it's an amazing thing. And that means that every time we sit down here together to do this, it's serious business because of the difference it can make for you and your patients. Over the past several months, we've turned our focus to your own personal development into either re-clarifying or simply taking a checkup, reset, organized look at your individual contributions, as well as how you all fit together as a cohesive team and a continuum that you provide in the patient's experience with you. Now, you are, as I say, patient number one. Each of you together, when we take care of you, taking care of patients is much more seamless, consistent, and even perhaps effortless, because when the team is dialed in and everyone and everything is firing on all cylinders, magic happens. Work almost becomes play. Which brings me to this month's practice focus session. We are going to bring this all full circle and do some self-assessments on how you are doing based on last month's detailed report and review over your positional ownership and your roles and responsibilities within your practice, team, and patient dynamic. If you have notes from last time, that's great. It'll be very helpful. If not, we'll just make do. As promised, the last 3 months have now built upon each other, and we are now ready to take this to the top for you to make some significant decisions, set some meaningful goals, and push yourself to the next level with your performance and outcomes and how you help to create results and make a difference every day. Now, here's the game we're going to play. You have, beginning in this moment, a 30-day challenge, or a challenge between this month's practice focus and the next one. However you want to do it, doesn't matter to me. And if you really want to do well, you should, of course, track it each and every clinical day. I'm keeping the rules loose because I don't like rules, and I don't want to put you in a box. I will give you some guidelines. What we are doing today is creating, listen to this, self-accountability. Isn't that a wonderful thing? Let me ask you, who likes to be micromanaged? Raise your hand. Or who likes to be bossed around and told what to do? Now, don't you know best about what you are doing, about your responsibilities? I'm certain if you are here, you find yourself more than capable of accomplishing everything in an amazing way that you are tasked and championed to get done. So, you are, in fact, in charge. Very quickly, because this will take you some time to work on, here's what you're going to do. Every team member and doctor is going to set some specific, very important 30-day goals. And it can be one or two or three. It depends on what you do and what you consider, you know, your responsibilities for each and every day. You might hit three goals all at once simply by your focused execution on your core priorities. These goals are going to be based upon your commitments from last month. We are going to track these daily and then celebrate in a month. We are going to see the impact of what this laser-sharp focus has done for you and your team all together as a unit. To make this simple, we're going to review the most common approach to goal setting there is. And you've most certainly heard of it before. It's called SMART, SMART Goals. SMART. And I'm just going to give you a little bit insight as to what it stands for. in case you don't remember. A SMART means, first of all, S for specific. It means it has to be something specific. It can't be a vague generalization. M is for measurable. You have to be able to track it. Now, technically, that doesn't have to be a quantitative measure. It could be a qualitative, yay or nay, good or bad, we did or we didn't for today. It could be. But in an ideal world, we'd love it to be quantifiable. And then the A stands for attainable. We want it to be something that, you know, can actually happen. And this is obvious because you're capable of anything. But we want a goal that, you know, you can reach out and touch, you can grab. Not something so easy you're already doing, but something that you can certainly achieve. And then the R, depending on how you look at it, some people say realistic. I think it's the same as attainable. So we say relevant. The goal has to be relevant to your objectives. Okay? That's pretty important, isn't it? It has to be something that makes sense for the greater good of what we're trying to accomplish. That's the relevance. And then we have the wonderful T for timely and time-bound. We want the goal to be time-bound, which we've done 30 days, but we also can shorten. We can say per day, which is what we're going to do. What do you want to achieve? Specific, measurable, attainable, relevant, time-bound. Your goal has to pass that test. It has to pass the SMART test. So your action steps are to identify and then state to your team what your goal will be that you personally will own and identify as your highest leverage contribution to help your team and patients win. Once you have done this and it is shared, you will then present how you will make this come to life. And you will either ask for help or ask for any ideas or suggestions from your team. And you are free to, and I really encourage you to specifically state what others can do to help you achieve this and what do you need from them to help you win and succeed. This is how we do not have a front and back divided practice. We have a continuum practice that all fits together, links in a chain, no chain unlinked. Very important. As an example, for insurance billing, we might need more clear charting and imaging in the back. For the doctors to do a more thorough job on diagnosing, they might need to exit rooms more timely and or have clear photographs up every time. For referrals or scheduled goals, we need everyone's collaboration with the triangles of trust to pull it off. You get the idea. Everyone links together, but you yourself own your core goal and objective that you're also going to come up with yourself. The point you will see brought to life is how every individual goal is actually made possible by everyone. Every team member fits together. No one can be successful by themselves. And therefore, your ability to achieve this goal requires you to not only have self-accountability, but also to be aware of your team dynamics and to use your huddles and check-ins to ensure progress is being made. You will, I promise you, you will have fun with this, and I encourage you all to set some victory party, a reward for making all this happen. You have so many resources to pull from clinically, from the business side, using the five buckets, and anything else. If you go back to your list of core priorities and the gaps and opportunities for improvement, you now can simply turn it into a SMART goal and then add your successful factors that your team support is going to help you to achieve. This is really, really, really going to bring to life what I just said at the beginning of our practice focus session, that no matter how small the decision, no matter how, you know, you might feel the impact is not great, all of you together can make amazing things happen. And when you have everyone focused on a tangible, success-based goal that's really going to drive results, you're going to see it becomes this rising tide that lifts up every other part of the practice. So I want you to discuss this, decide on yours, share with everyone, make sure every team member and doctor actually has a SMART goal that will make a difference and clearly defined plan and strategy to be successful. Next, you're going to add daily check-ins and updates and self-accountability. And then we will meet again in the coming weeks to pick up here and we'll celebrate. Please, Also, it's important, imperative, that you provide me with a list of everyone's SMART goals and you submit your activities. Don't forget to plan your reward and celebration and ensure frequent check-ins. I want you to have fun, make it a game, and absolutely play to win. Ready? Go!